Grace had a very rare cancer called neuroblastoma, which she was diagnosed at the age of 5 with that, and she lived till she was 10 years old. Spend all your time waiting. Oh, she was such a lovely child, and she loved other children. She loved playing with them. I'm her auntie, so we've obviously gone through a very difficult time losing her, but we're delighted that we can keep her memory alive, you know, by just donating to other wonderful charities like Make-A-Wish. And it's hard at the end of the day. It was probably the worst day of all of our lives, the day that we heard that Grace had cancer. She did have a lot of like tummy pains in school often. So when we finally got the real diagnosis, we were all just in utter shock. Grace had 5 years of treatment. So she was literally in and out of hospitals half of her life. And Grace was an only child to my sister Etna, who's a single mother as well. So she basically lost her whole world when she lost Grace. In the arms of the angel, fly away from here, from this dark, cold hotel room, and the endlessness that you fear. Grace's wish was to go to Disney World in Florida. She was quite ill at the time, but she still managed to enjoy herself and have fun there. She got to meet all the greats like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse and Tinkerbell. So, you know, she was smarter than all of us. On the first day, she was asking her mammy, you know, could she buy this autograph book? And we're like, what do you want that for? And, you know, she got all the signatures from Mickey Mouse and all of them. Some comfort here. We were fundraising to get her a treatment maybe in the US or somewhere else in Europe. That's why myself and my work colleague and friend, Claire Donnellan, we set up a trust fund for Grace. So we went to our solicitor and set up this trust fund, and with revenue all above board and all of that. And we went fundraising hard. We had a Saving Grace campaign, and we raised €250,000 for Grace. And unfortunately, we were more or less too late to save her. Her illness had progressed too much too quickly, so she never got the treatment. So now we're at the stage where we're dividing up her trust fund between all of our favourite chosen charities, and one of them is Make-A-Wish. They've been absolutely wonderful to us. In this sweet madness, all this glorious sadness. Grace had no idea of costs or anything like that. You know, some kids wish for a ride around Dublin in a fire truck or something, but we're just so happy that Make-A-Wish were so open, so approachable. You know, when you are a family fundraising, you do get doors slammed in your face. You know, Make-A-Wish is becoming quickly one of my favourite charities in Ireland. They make a lot of little sick kids' wishes come true. I think everyone should get behind them. You're actually making a little child's wish come true, and there's nothing better you can do in life. You somehow get back to a weird normality. We miss her every day. There's tears still every day. We all have lovely photos of her up on our walls, and we think of her and we talk to her. And I sometimes feel like she's walking with me. When I go places, when I travel, I feel like I'm bringing Grace with me, that she's not really gone. I would just say to anyone, if there's a little child in your life that you love, turn around and give them a hug, you know, a big hug. They might not always be there, and you never think it'll happen to you or your family, but it does happen to some families in Ireland.
It all began on Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock with PJ and Jim. They put their stamp on it fairly quickly, and within a couple of hours, we were on the road to where we are now. We're on a figure of 46,000 as of about 35 minutes ago, so I expect that's going to be a little bit higher, hopefully a lot higher. But just in case you missed out on the last 4 days, this is how it all started.
May 2018. Classic hits. Wish Week. We ask you to help make dreams come true for children with heartbreaking illnesses. And you did.
Yeah, this is it, the official start of Wish Week. Over the next 4 days, we're hoping to generate as much as we possibly can with your help.
Please like and share the posts if you want to get involved, because that helps almost as much as the donation does.
We actually forgot about the leukemia, like, and we're able to be a normal family, like, for those few days.
Let's make a collective push. We're at €9,098 right now.
Grace was an only child to my sister Etna, who's a single mother as well, so she basically lost her whole world when she lost Grace.
And as of now, we're sitting on €14,688 for Make-A-Wish.
When Make-A-Wish rang us, it was just such a blessing for the two of us to be able to go away and forget everything.
Not just making a wish come true, but making a dream come true. And I can tell you now, we had a target for 2 o'clock at 28. We're almost there now.
So it wasn't like you were just sent off. They were involved in the wish, and they were there to make sure that that wish came true.
The last update we had was, what, around 32 grand?
32,000 is what we were up to, and before the end of the day, I'm pretty sure we can do 40 grand.
My favourite day and my best day ever was probably the day I went to Crayola World, thanks to Make-A-Wish.
From Make-A-Wish Ireland and Classic Hits, thank you.
So please text €4 for a donation right now. You just text my wish, all one word, my wish, to 50300. The lines remain open. Outside another yellow
moon. It's Wish Week. All this week with Make-A-Wish Ireland.
Classic.
Yeah, this is it, the official start of Wish Week. Over the next 4 days, we're hoping to generate as much as we possibly can with your help for Make-A-Wish Ireland, an incredible charity. They do unbelievable work. You'll hear a lot about the kind of work that they do and the lives that they affect over the next few days, and we're hoping that you're going to be able to get involved in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, yeah, not just here on the air and through the text messages, but also we'll be on social media, of course, all week as this goes on. So on our Facebook and on our Twitter especially, please like and share the posts if you want to get involved, because that helps almost as much as the donation does, you know, to get the awareness out there.
Absolutely. And the donation details on the way very shortly. You'll hear exactly how you can donate, how you can help us out during Wish Week. But the idea is, as we said, that it affects the lives of a lot of people. That's the reason that we want you to help.
And do it now. Let's get to 28,000 before the top of the hour. All right, before 2 o'clock. We can do it. I know you can. And I'm hoping we can get this to 40,000 by tomorrow, before we finish the campaign. And that's it. Then you don't have to listen to us talk about it anymore after tomorrow. All right? But for those children, they have to listen to it forever. And those parents have to listen to it forever. You only have to listen to it for 4 days this week. All right, so please do it. It's 50300, 50300. Just text the word my wish. Remember, the text will cost you €4. And have a listen to the story. This is Jennifer, Alex's mum.
She's a cancer mutation, which is very unusual. It's a RAS mutation, what she has. So it affects all her organs in her body. So it started with arthritis, lupus, kidneys were being affected, and then obviously the cancer mutation then could take a hold.
I look to you. I look to you. After all, my strength is gone.
When she was born, she was in the neonatal for probably about 5 days, which they said it was just fluid in her lungs, and she was sick probably on and off all through her first year. And when she was one then, we ended up going to hospital with her because her oxygen level's down, and that's when we realised that there was problems with her bloods. So Alex is the only child in Ireland who has her disease.
I look to you.
So we had about a year of free of everything for some strange reason. And then December 15, it all flared up again. And that's when we went to Newcastle to meet a specialist in Newcastle who we used to see in Crumlin. And he said straight away she needs a transplant sooner rather than later.
And every road that I've taken.
We lived in Newcastle for just over 3 months. And the transplant was a success because the disease has gone from her body. But her new cells and old cells are fighting at the moment, so she'll continue having treatment for the foreseeable future, which is every second week in the leukemia unit. But look, that's only a small thing in comparison to where we were. It's never over, but the worst part is When we came back from Newcastle, our consultant, Clodagh Ryan in Cork, contacted Make-A-Wish on our behalf, and then Make-A-Wish contacted me, and they gave Alex a little piece of paper to draw, and her wishes were to meet Santa. I look to you. So that was when we had decided on Lapland, which is a big treat, not just for her, but for her brother as well, because obviously the previous Christmas he was without us. So they sent their two Make-A-Wish girls, came then and visited us, gave us all the details. We were just flabbergasted because it's such a massive trip, and more especially for the kids because they got to see the real Santa, and they were together compared to last year. But everything Make-A-Wish did for us, like the small little things that we were like, no, there's no need, but they insisted on everything. Take me far away from the battle. I need you. Shine on me. So we left here on a Sunday evening, and everything was as Make-A-Wish had said and had organised. Somebody picks you up, brings you on a husky ride, go through the secret woods before you get to meet Santa, go to your hotel. Like, I have pictures, they're so of their faces, and they still, they talk about it because they got to see the real Santa, and more, I think, the elves as well. Both of us, we were like, this time last year we were in Newcastle in a hospital, whether not knowing if our child was going to live or not, whereas this year you're here in Lapland, this magical place, with your two kids as a family, which we didn't think was going to happen. And you hear a song, I look to you. It was more important for her brother actually than Alex herself, because everything is always about Alex, you know. It's a big thing for him as well. I would say support Make-A-Wish. It's an amazing foundation. And what it's done for us and other families, there's no one else that would do it. I look
to you. Well, there you go. Alex had her dream come true to go to Lapland to see the real Santa.
Well, there's a piece of paper just literally being handed to me here. Thank you, Robbie. And it's the update on how we're doing so far as part of Wish Week. I can tell you we've over 33,500 euro. 33.5k of your money. Thank you so much. Wish Week continues. And let's see, can we head for 40? Let's see, can we get 40,000 by close of business today with Gareth O'Callaghan in the afternoon. My wish to 50300. Let's make these wishes and these dreams come true today. My wish to 50300. Wish Week, all this week on Classic Hits. What a fantastic figure. Well done. Congrats, everybody. Let's make it bigger, though.
I mean, it's amazing to think that sort of memory that you could give to a child in their young life, it would be the abiding memory of an entire lifetime.
Well, it is making dreams come true. That's essentially what it's all about. And that is, they do say a life is really not how long it is, but the experiences that are in it. And exactly. This is all about giving someone those experiences. That's what the whole thing's for.
Absolutely right. And we did say we were going to let you hear from Lauren. Lauren is from Roscahill in County Galway, and she's 15. She's been suffering with renal problems since she was very young, and after a kidney transplant, had the wish of a lifetime granted to her by Make-A-Wish. We met Lauren and her mum, Grania, to hear her story. And if after listening to this you feel that you can spare us that €4, well, have a listen and we'll tell you immediately afterwards how you can donate.
Lauren has been in and out of hospital since she was born. We knew from when she was born that she was going to have a lot of operations. When she was 6, she had to start dialysis. And she was on that for 3 years. And then when she was 9, she received a kidney transplant. So I suppose she's seen a lot of hospitals, both Temple Street and Crumlin. And she's been very brave throughout it all, very stoic. And I suppose in recent years, the transplant has given her, I suppose, a new lease of life. She's been able to travel, which was, you know, one of her wishes. Which was great that Make-A-Wish were able to grant her dream of seeing New York, the Big Apple. And I am blessed every time I look into my baby's eyes. I think of all the friends who touched my life. She would have spent It's hard to count how many days, but she would have spent quite a lot of weeks, you know, maybe at a time in Dublin after various operations. She had to restrict her fluid. I caught her drinking out of the taps upstairs. And the next day, her face, she'd be like the Michelin man. You know, so you knew she'd fluid on board. But it was very difficult to try and tell a child of seven not to drink. We had been, you know, warned of the, I suppose, what could go wrong. You see Dublin three times a week. And at the time, Lauren was, should I say, needle phobic. And I remember the play therapist in Temple Street being absolutely fantastic. But once you got over the first month, things began to settle back and there was no fluid restriction. She could eat what she wanted, she had more energy. Medications were reduced down to, you know, maybe three compared to what she'd been on before. She might have been on six, seven medications and no dialysis machine.
I'd heard and seen kind of pictures online and stuff, and then all of the play specialists in Temple Street said, did we want to make a wish? And Mom said yeah, and we filled out forms and we made my wish to go to New York for a shopping spree. A few weeks later we got a call to say the wish had been granted and I'd be able to go to New York for New Year's Eve. To get the shopping spree, which I got money for, was just even better. And then the Rockefeller Centre ice skating on New Year's Eve just made it even better. I didn't expect the wish to actually come true as well.
She doesn't complain. She gets on with life and always has. So it was lovely to see her bring that energy to somewhere else, you know, to see her look at New York through her eyes. I'd never been there either. But it's just an amazing memory that we'll all take with us forever. Amazing, you know, it's hard to describe, I suppose. You've given me such peace and happiness. Thank you isn't really enough. It's two small words and it doesn't really express the joy Lauren and the rest of us got out of that trip. There was a sense of they were involved in the wish and they were there to make sure that that wish came true.
So if you feel you can spare us €4, have a listen to this and we'll tell you how to donate after this, OK? This is a wish letter from a mum whose young daughter had her wish granted and it was a dream come true. It was something she never thought would ever happen. She's an avid book reader and she met her hero, her heroine, her favourite author of all time. And if you've got a young daughter at home between the age of 10 and maybe 30, you'll know that they can associate with meeting this particular individual, or at least the idea that someday they might. From the minute we arrived in Dublin Airport, everybody was very helpful, and my daughter was treated like a star and made a huge fuss of. She was delighted to be collected by her own personal chauffeur and escorted to a fabulous hotel. Planet Hollywood lived up to her wildest dreams, and she was thrilled to see her name literally lit up in lights. Then her own personal stretch limo escorted us to meet her heroine, Jacqueline Wilson. Meeting her was a joy, like meeting an old friend. My daughter really clicked with her and there was none of those awkward silences. Plenty of chat, plenty of conversation exchange. She also got loads of writing tips. Jacqueline may have competition someday. We took a few photos together, which will grace her bedroom wall. From the meeting, we were escorted by Ricky, the limo driver, to do some damage in the retail therapy department, like you have to do. Never in our wildest dreams could we have organised this by ourselves. It's only when families are put in the situation of having a very sick child that it really sinks in.
For your kids, and that's what you'd walk on coals, hot coals for your kids. So let's do this all week and raise as many €4 as we can. I know we can do it, and I know we have lots of listeners and great listeners of Classic Hits who would only be willing, too willing to help. Have a listen, and we'll tell you how to donate after this, okay?
Faye is, she's now 8 years old, and she's a bubbly, fun-loving little child. She loves ballet, she loves to dance, she loves to do everything, everything and anything. So when Faye was 5 years old, then she was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. She was just feeling tired, got a bit pale. We brought her to the doctor then on the Thursday, and then on the Saturday morning it was confirmed that she had leukemia.
Somewhere out there, beneath the pale moonlight.
I went up to collect Faye from my mum's and rang her dad straight away. He came home, got an overnight bag, met me up at my mum's, and she was up there sitting down having a foot spa, you know, and for to look at her like you wouldn't think like she was still fine, you know, like the night before I had to fight with her not to go to Kung Fu. She wanted to go to Kung Fu. I said, no, you have to be in at the doctor today, you can't, like, you need to have a rest. So she's so strong, like, she just keeps going. Initially she spent 10 days in hospital, and she was on steroids for the first month, which was horrific, like, because they just change the child completely. Like, they change her appetite, they change her taste, they change her mood. She doesn't know what way she's thinking. Like, she lost her hair, she got blisters like all in her mouth, and they said that they were going halfway down through her body, like, and oh, it's just horrible. Like, an adult couldn't go through it. Like, she got us through it, like, more than us getting her through it, you know.
Somewhere out there, if love can see us through.
Her wish was to go to Disneyland Paris, because she always wanted to go, like, and meet the princesses, because she loves all the princesses. We surprised the children, we gave them little posters and told them, you're going to Disneyland Paris. The two of them really screamed down the house, couldn't wait to go. We went, the excitement, and then when we got over there, it was actually Faye's first time swimming since she had treatment. So every day we'd go to the parks, absolutely loved it, went on every ride. We were in the parks, like, from the time they opened in the morning until, like, they were closing in the evenings, then back to the hotel. They even got me on Big Thunder Mountain, which it's just life-changing for the family as a whole, like, not just for the Wish child, because it was the first time since Faye was diagnosed that we actually all had fun as a family, and then realised there is light at the end of the tunnel, we can have fun. Like, we actually forgot about the leukemia, like, and we're able to be a normal family, like, for those few days.
All this week, we're asking you to help Make-A-Wish Ireland grant wishes to seriously ill children.
Multitrip.com. Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim. Imro Breakfast Show of the Year. This is Classic Hits.
So we have reached €50,000, and can I thank Rob Gardner from the shop Dark Side in Fox's Bow in Limerick. He's a big fan of Classic Hits, and in order to get us a little over the line there, he has very kindly given us a €500 donation for the Make-A-Wish Wish Week. Thank you so much, Rob, and to all of you at the staff there. So that's 50,000. We're going to take a break from it now, by the way, and PJ and Jim on Tuesday morning will do the housekeeping there, and they'll let you know what comes in over the weekend. But Make-A-Wish are keen just to impress that they're going to leave that line open. If you want to continue to make donations, you can text My Wish to 50300. 50 grand.
Very, very nice. It's well done to all concerned. Fantastic.
4 days, fantastic. Generosity and connection and kindness and thoughtfulness on your parts. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it.